Alt-99.5 Fort Wayne's Alternative. My name is Drew. On the phone with me right now, lead singer, front man, all-around guy of 30 Seconds to Mars, Jared Leto. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing really good. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So the new album, America, it's out in stores right now. How's the response been so far? I know you're kind of touring it all over the place and popping up all over the world. How's it going?
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. The biggest, most ambitious tour we've ever done. And we're really just having a lot of fun out here.
Now, when you drop an album called America, it maybe kind of has some political connotations to it. What was the thought process behind calling the album America?
A lot of reasons. I worked on it for 5 years. We made a film called A Day in the Life of America, which we filmed on a single day all over the United States, every single state, a documentary, and the music is the soundtrack to that film. So it made a lot of sense for that reason and for many others as well.
So you've traveled kind of back and forth across America making that documentary just to promote the album. Did you see anything when you're out doing that kind of thing that maybe changed how you see America?
I saw a lot of generosity, a lot of kindness, a lot of unity, a lot of beauty. I saw a lot of people going through really hard times, through challenges, through uncertainty. And yeah, I really saw America most raw and revealing, and it was a beautiful experience.
Now, with this new album, it's kind of, your sound has, in my opinion, and no offense, has changed significantly from album to album. How would you describe the sound of this new album, America, to somebody who maybe has only heard the singles or maybe nothing of it at all?
I don't know. I probably would just play them the music. The best way to describe it would just be to push play. You know, the combination of musical styles, there are violins and tubas and electronic drums and singers and rappers, guitars, and everything on the album. They explore so much. I think it's kind of a difficult album, to be honest.
Now, having said that, being that you have all this different kind of stuff on the new album, your first album, your self-titled album, is coming up on a 16-year anniversary. What do you think when you look back, say, on that first album? What do you think of those songs?
Well, I'm really proud of this, the beginning for us, and we're really grateful that we even got to make the first album. Really wasn't, nothing's predictable in the world of music, and to be able to still do it is incredible.
Now, on the flip side of that question, I always like to turn that question around on people that have been doing this for a while. What do you think the Jared Leto who wrote that album, who wrote Capricorn, who was climbing on the big scaffoldings at all the big stages, what do you think that Jared Leto would think of America today if he heard it?
I think his mind would be blown. I think the songwriting and the consistency and the evolution would probably be surprising and exciting. I think my brother and I always wanted to explore musical styles, and it's nice to do that.
Now, I've been a fan of 30 Seconds to Mars for quite some time. One of the coolest things I ever saw you do that I've never seen a lot of bands do was at a show. After the show was over that you were headlining, you actually came out and sat down in the crowd and met with every single one of your fans that wanted to come over. They didn't need to buy an album. They didn't need to buy a wristband or anything like that. You did that for everybody that was in the crowd. Now, this was in a small venue in Toledo, Ohio, but as you've gotten more and more successful and the crowds have gotten bigger and bigger, how do you still keep that same connection with the audience?
Through our shows, man. I think our shows are so involved. They're so intimate. Every night we bring people on stage. I'm really curious about the people at shows. I'm really interested and fascinated. We had, quite a journey, quite an experience.
Well, Jared Leto from 30 Seconds to Mars, new album, America, out in stores now. Thank you for calling in, man. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. I'll see you soon.